Kush roll, my Kush roll.
It's Friday night and I feel all right. So I reach for my 40 and I'm like, yeah, you just talking.
Says like, need to drive
a cheese to my truck. Pioneer that? Because that's that Chris Brown shit where you're just kind of talking and harmonizing and
maybe.
And he was just, maybe that's where he got it from. Maybe he was the originator of that.
The toxing?
Yeah, toxing. He's like, because the hood's been good to me. Ever since I was a lowercase G, but now I'm a big G. The girl said, "Got the money, dollar bills, y'all."
He did, but after that, he did kind of hit a note.
If you are from where I'm from, then you will know
that I gotta.
You can give yours in a 6-4. It's like
whatever it is.
Look, it's a hit. It's a goddamn hit. You know,
no,
it's a
that
hit.
Was a hit though.
It was. It's still
that,
a hit.
That,
it's
yeah,
still a
it's
hit.
Still a
you
hit.
Play it at any party, people go, "Oh!" I'm mad that we both did the same move. We both did the same movement.
Oh shit!
Oh, and speaking of hits, welcome everybody to
nice,
another.
Nice.
Thank you. We're getting better at these segues. We're getting better at these transitional segues. Welcome, everybody, to Speaker Box. Help me, Lord. Bring it in, Jesus. Welcome, everybody, to Speaker Box Seattle Podcast. This is Frank Massachusetts, a.k.a. Quill Egg Caesar.
Like a random word generator or...
What are you talking about? These are bona fide nicknames that people have called me. People have called me Big Ellie. I don't know if you know this, but they call me Big Ellie. And what is your name, madam?
They call
me Big Ellie.
And I'm fucking banging sperm. I don't know.
It is disrespectful. All right. Before we go any further, can you please hit them with the shameless plugs?
If you want to listen to past or future episodes of Speaker Box Seattle Podcast, you can find us on one of our various platforms being iTunes, Stitcher, and Podomatic. If you want a one-stop shop for all of our platforms plus some social media accounts, go over to our website, which is speakerbox.com. That's
S-P-K-R-B-X. SPKRBX.com. So smooth. Smooth jazz.
Again, in season 3, we are not requesting this. We are telling you raggedy motherfuckers.
Listen, you get angrier every episode. I can't do it.
To drop us a line, a question, comment, episode idea at our email account, which is speakerboxseattle@gmail.com. That's speakerbox, normal spelling, seattle@gmail.com. And for the first, three people that send us a comment or an episode idea or just really anything, we are going to hook you up with some merch, a sweet Speaker Box Seattle wristband, and a cool-ass t-shirt that is yet to be picked.
Yes. So do your Googles, searches. Email us. Do what you need to do, man. Like, share, rate, comment, subscribe. Again, we see
all
the numbers and we appreciate the support. You guys get us higher and higher each season.
Keith, we know you're listening.
Keith Sweat, we know you're listening.
On your way to the Emerald Queen.
On your way to somebody's auntie's house. We know that you should just drop us a line because we know that you're listening. And yeah, so what are we talking about today, Smurf and Durfing?
Today, we're just going to go ahead and do another public service episode for all of our loyal listeners. Today we're talking about another relationship subject, but on the sour side, which is how to break up with motherfuckers.
Yeah, because there's a lot of fuck shit. Like, this is another realm. I feel like sometimes we pick certain subjects that are just coded in fuck shit.
Yeah.
One of them was the whole borrowing money from friends thing. We're just like, this could be a book on fuck shit, right? And I feel like this is another one of those subjects in terms of breaking up with people and the fuck shit that comes along with it.
I'm sorry, this reminded me of some random shit. I watch Love and Hip Hop. Nobody judged me, but...
Judging. But go ahead.
There's one new cast member. And you know how they all, like, have their music playing? Well, the worst song that I've ever heard in my life, it was called Money Guns. And she was like, I bees with my money gun.
A money gun? What's a money gun?
No. But I digress. What the fuck are we talking about?
We're talking about money guns. I'm trying to figure out what the fuck that is. I can't move forward from it. I'm just going to start using it as a noun, and I'm just going to keep throwing it in there throughout the duration of this episode. So you let me know when I hit something and it really sinks in. All right, my money gun? All right.
Don't you ever fucking disrespect me like that in your goddamn life.
All right. I'm not even gonna challenge that. No, because if you guys knew how she was looking at me and the look in her eyes, she was dead ass serious. Gun to my head. But anyway, so what do you feel is the fuck shit that comes around breaking up with people? Like, why do you feel like this is a subject we should
touch?
I
feel like it's one of two things. Either people do too much or they do too little.
Okay. I get that. Yeah, they don't know how to that's very much
like
true.
Just middle of the road, like a
But look, when you do too much, that's how you really get rid of a motherfucker. Like, if you really want to get rid of a motherfucker, you got to do the most.
Create a weird dynamic where somebody may end up wanting you even more. But we'll get to that.
Okay. We'll divulge into that. But yeah, man. Okay. So how do you want to structure this? Do you want to structure this as what constitutes as a breakup, reasons to break up? Like, how do you want to do this?
I mean, I think the reason is up to you. Like, as long as it's no petty shit, like whatever. It didn't work out. Mm. I think we're here more to just kind of set the guidelines for what a non-fuck shit breakup looks like.
Do you want to do fucked up way to break up with someone or the proper way to break up with someone?
Okay. You know, we try to be all goody two shoes, but at the end of the day, we're kind of fucked up.
They know. Anybody listening knows.
I mean, if you need to get out of a relationship, you need to get out of a fucking relationship. So I have, in my personal life, in my past, have done some shit that maybe wasn't 100% truthful, but it did the job.
Okay. No, I 100% agree with you. And I'm on that same boat as well. And I've heard stories and I've taken notes about how to break up with people. And some of these are revolutionary ideas and I will be sharing them with you this evening as well. So, yeah. Do you want to get into, since you were starting off, on ways not to break up with people? It sounds like that's where you were going with yours.
So let me just tell you some shit, like this pet peeves to me, which I don't think that you should do unless you're dealing with a crazy individual.
Okay.
The whole, like, breaking up over text.
Okay.
Or, like, breaking up over, like, social media. Like, you get a DM and it's like...
That is fuck shit. Okay, no, we'll start... we're coming in hot. Okay, we're going to start with breaking up via social media. Tell us about that. So what do you constitute as breaking up? Like unfollowing or tagging someone?
Then that gets into like passive aggressive breaking up, which I am not here for. Passive aggressive breaking up, like, well, no, because there's certain tactics that we're both aware of that may be seen as passive aggressive. But when you're just doing shit like, yeah, I'm following your ass, you should get the message, bitch.
Or you change. That's like that MySpace shit. And for people that remember MySpace, remember when you would rearrange
your top five
or your top eight?
And that
eight?
Was for like booze, friends, and family. Like if you got rotated out,
it just got mad for real. You got phone calls. You got people eyeballing you in class. Yo, that was real.
Yeah, that was a real thing.
People forget that was a real thing. If you started shuffling motherfuckers, like, it's found out.
MySpace was like they can't do too much because remember when it was like top 99? Like, doesn't even matter anymore.
It doesn't matter.
I don't even have 99 friends.
No, they went left when you could start creating your own page, and it took like 9 minutes to load someone's page, and then they had music playing on it.
No, but they didn't just have music. They had music in the background, music in the foreground, a track embedded.
And you were just like, look, there's too much.
Hey, remember you had to scroll and look which line where the music was coming from?
To turn that shit off because it was always turned up to the max. It was always like as loud as human fucking
it didn't
possible.
Matter what your speakers were set at.
Right.
It was always turned all.
And the music was never in stereo. It was always in mono, so you never heard the bass. It was just like some loud ass guitar. And you're like, God damn it! Like God, now I'm deaf. Now I'm deaf. Okay, so breaking up over social media, unfollowing, following. You're not for that shit.
No, it's just fuck shit. Because it's like. you couldn't do this. Like, that's super indirect.
It's indirect and it's inappropriate. The reason why I'm not for breaking up over social media is because it's like, okay, does everybody need to know that you're feeling some kind of way and you're in your feelings? Like, I don't need my life and our drama documented, transcribed, and going back and forth. Because I know you've seen people go back and forth on social media about a breakup.
That's true.
Throwing their dirty laundry. And you're And people are just liking it. And I'm like, this is fucked up.
I know. There's one dude. Like, I told you about the dude. I saw his marriage disintegrate on social media. But right. Then there's also one dude. He was like, yeah, this is, like, unfriended the bitch. It was like, yeah, this last time I'm fucking with this bitch. Ooh. I almost died. But then, like, a week later, he'd be like, back with bae.
Booed up. Relationship goals.
Yeah. Or not.
Yeah, it's like, or not. No, those aren't my goals. Those aren't my goals.
It's just not, like, I think it's to that point, too. It's like, do we need, and I'm a very private person, so I hate that shit. Like, do we need
everybody,
all the people, like, and you know, there's always some coworkers in there too, and it's like let's keep that on the LO. I mean, I don't know, but then there's the other thing, like, so do you subscribe to the theory that if you break up with somebody, you have to, like, delete all traces of them on social media?
No, not at all. I think it depends on the breakup, though, right? Mm-hmm. Like, if that person fuck with you mentally and every time you see them, it does something to you, then yeah, you may need to get rid of all that motherfucker's paraphernalia. And you may need some counseling, right? You may need to do what you need to do. But I mean, if it's just, it just didn't work out, but y'all had a good time, or it just fell off or whatnot, then yeah, fuck it. Keep some pictures up and be like, oh yeah, I hit that. That was dope. But
ooh.
That's real shit. No, like, sometimes you like to look back at the work you've done and be like, good job. Yeah. Good job, sir. And sometimes you want to look back and be like,
yeah, go ahead and delete
that one. That one never happened. We don't talk about that one. But yeah, I prefer the more direct. Okay, so you're saying direct as in you prefer, if you're gonna break with somebody, it has to be in person.
No, I don't think that's true either.
Really?
And I think that those people are kind of dramatic, where it's like,
meet me at the docks.
Meet me at the docks at first sunlight. On the new moon. Like, what? Like, you don't need... I know a lot of people that think that they have to break up in person.
I do. I know. I've heard that. That's why I was bringing it up. Because
I don't think that you... Do you think that you have to break up in person? For what? So we can look into each other's eyes? Like, it adds no value.
I thought about it. Look, I did subscribe to that idea initially till somebody brought it up. They were like, listen, that shit never worked. And I was like, why? She's like, because, okay, let's say you're like, hey, can we meet up for dinner or whatnot, right?
Right.
And she's like, okay, so you break up. But now, motherfucker, you got to wait for the bill. It's just like, that was awkward ass moments for the next 30 minutes, and you guys have broken up eating dinner together. And I was like, damn it. She's like, are you going to a park and you go your separate ways? She was like, what type of shit is that? Right. She was like, no, like, that's just not the way. And I was like, damn, she's kind of right. Like, that, maybe breaking up a person is not the way.
Honestly, I think breaking up a person is dumb. Okay. I think it's literally dumb. Like, unless you're living together, and even maybe then, like, send them an email.
Took my shit out, left you some ice trays. Yeah, bitch. Deuces.
I don't know, man. Like,
okay, so what's your version of direct then? So you don't want personal, you don't want text messages, you don't want social media. What's
like, man, I'm giving 100. When it's over, I just want it to be over. I don't even really think I need to say anything.
You just want to roll up and just not be there. Like, just don't be there.
Like, we both know.
Do you? That's another thing. Some people don't know. Going back to that whole shit about people not being direct enough or not doing enough, right? You broke up with someone, but they didn't get the message that you broke up.
No, but you're just crazy.
No, okay, but you know somebody where you're like, didn't y'all break up? Like, well, I tried. Bitch, what do you mean you tried? Did you or did you not?
You have to identify that you're with a crazy person, and then you switch to dealing with crazy person tactics of breaking up.
Such as?
So, okay, how about we do this? Okay. I think that there's a couple different ways we could look at this. Okay. Let's do the breakups appropriate for the situation. Okay. Because a breakup in a long-term relationship is going to be different than a breakup if y'all were just smashing.
That's then is it a breakup if you guys were just smashing?
I mean, it's still like a termination of service.
Your contract has expired and we decided not to renew. And,
no, I guess, okay, like a casual dating like situation. Like where it's like dating.
Oh, I just stopped talking to the bitch.
Like, okay,
I
stopped trying to text a short-term relationship. Like 6 months or less.
Okay, so we'll do that. We'll do how you break up with somebody that you're just having casual encounters with.
Okay.
We'll do Under 6 months, we'll do over 6 months, and we'll do more than.
I'm not doing marriage.
No, we're not doing marriage. Because that's litigation, and you gotta get somebody to mediate that. And we're not in that battle. Oh, you gotta break up with somebody, and you got kids. Yeah, we're not doing that either.
Yeah, no, don't come here for that. Why are you even listening to this?
Go to Maury. He knows. He's all about that. Okay, so casual encounters.
Okay, so now is this just smashing?
This is you came through with a bottle.
Okay, what are your thoughts, sir?
I just stopped talking to them.
I agree with you. Casual encounters. Okay, I like this format. Okay, so casual encounters, you don't owe that motherfucking not a goddamn thing.
Not a goddamn thing. Bitch, I don't owe you shit.
And this is where I get frustrated with ladies.
Now, I don't usually refer to all women as bitches, but... This bitch. Okay, but go ahead.
This has been a public service announcement from Frank, Massachusetts. No, see, okay, so this is where I get mad at ladies sometimes. And I don't want to typecast us all, but I've known my fair share who think that a dude that is smashing owes you some sort of explanation, although you were not in a committed relationship. Just because you value the goodies does not mean that he therefore owes you something. And if you valued your goodies so much, you would have made sure you were in a committed relationship before you gave up said goodies.
My goodies. First thing that came to my mind was, Freakily, Tanisha, Tawanda, Freakily.
I feel like that was like the Predator's anthem at that point.
It was a lazy sex guy's anthem. That his whole verse was about, look, I'm not trying to do no work. I'm just trying to sit back and take it and let you do what you need to do.
It sounded so aggressive.
Prickly, Tanisha, Joanna, Prickly. Shout out to Petey Pablo.
Yeah, shout out.
He said, twist your hair around your head, spin like...
No, Carolina!
Alright, so, okay. Yeah, damn. We're gonna edit that in post. We're gonna edit all that in post. But no, okay, so... But here's my thing, though. I feel that... So you're telling me that as a woman, you never heard girlfriends or you never been in a situation where you meant to, in all intentions, keep it cool, keep it casual, keep it cute... You know, 3-date rule or whatever, whatnot, and you got wrapped up in the moment and some shit went down and...
That's cool. We're all human. I think that most of us can say that we got caught up in a moment at one time of another and got into some shit we didn't intend to.
Okay.
You had every intention of making this motherfucker wait 3 months and he hit it on...
I wish a woman fella person would.
But you know, sometimes it doesn't work out like that. If that's the case, you need to woman the fuck up.
Okay.
And I just don't understand what it is about sex that makes motherfuckers catch feelings.
Yeah.
Like,
I don't get that either.
Like,
I don't.
It's sex. Like,
let me knock this out
and let's enjoy it and go into our respective corners. Like,
but the people don't have the same appreciation for casual sex like you and I. This is why you and I get along so well. But
that's my thing. If you can't deal with the realities of casual sex,
don't
fucking have casual sex. And then act like somebody hurts you because they don't want to have casual sex anymore.
Yeah. So we'll end it
with that. If you just fuck it.
Just know that.
Just know.
And be okay with it. Don't throw eggs at this car.
No.
Like, just be okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Don't throw eggs at a motherfucker's car, Keisha.
No, we don't want.
Yeah. So, yeah. I think that sums it up. And if you are the... fucker who is trying to break up with a fucky or end or terminate services.
I'm sorry. Which one's the fucker or the fucky? I'm so.
Well, I figure if you're breaking up, then you're the fucker, and if you're getting broken up with, then you're the fucky.
Okay.
So know that you don't owe that person any. Like, don't you don't have to go out your way to be rude.
Yeah, fuck these money pistols. Like, fuck them. Like,
you money pistols.
What was the term? I thought it was money pistols. What was it?
Because that's even better.
you money pistol ass bitch. Like, damn, that is kind of, that kind of rolls off. All right.
I don't know, man. That fucked me up. So
yes. So if you're just, if it's casual,
if it's smash and grab,
if you're coming through with the bottle, no, you're coming through with the bottle. If you text that motherfucker and they don't text back, you know, take that for what it is. That didn't work out. We done. We good. I'll hit you up in 3 months.
And if I haven't found something else, wasn't lost.
And no,
they didn't have a disruption of service. They didn't. No, they just are not responding.
I just didn't get that text message. What? Yeah, no.
Like, somebody was telling me, they were like, this shit don't even happen.
I know.
Like, you get the text message.
Actually, I legitimately don't get some text messages just one time. Nah, I'm being badass. You're never gonna let that go.
Whoever,
you're never gonna let that go, are you?
No, because, man, this was a real thing.
No, that was...
No, you got the guy.
I really did get that message. I really did get that message. But go ahead.
Anyway. So, moving right along.
All right. So, under 6 months.
Yeah.
How do you prefer to break up with someone?
Now, okay, so now we're going to say that this is where I think the gray area about protocol comes into play. I feel like if it... Okay, so let's be real. Under 6 months...
It's all smoke and mirrors.
It's all smoke and fucking mirrors. It wasn't real.
No.
You didn't have anything. Nah. You weren't in love.
Yeah.
No, 6 months... You don't even really know each other. I will say, unless
you haven't
had
a hard enough fight yet.
That too, but I feel like if you're not over 35, because I feel like once you hit 35, you need to start picking up. So six months could be like a real, you're getting married after 6 months. It makes sense.
Okay, that's true.
Because the cock is motherfucking.
And you guys had that conversation like first date. You're like, so what the fuck is going on?
Let me see your portfolio.
Yes, let me see these investments. Let me see what you got going. How many kids? Oh.
But at under 35, like, it really shouldn't be that serious. 6 months.
6 months. Okay, so how do you break up with someone under 6 months? Because you can't do the, I'm just not going to respond to your text.
No, you can't do that. I mean, this is the point where you owe them X. I mean, you can.
We just don't.
But we're not saying. I think that's some fuck shit.
That's that fuck shit.
Because if you were, like, exclusive, then you do owe that motherfucker an explanation of some sort.
Right.
Now, I'm not saying at 6 months the explanation has to be 100%
valid. No,
I think this is the point where it's like, look, I just need to get out of this.
But how do you do it?
I have this variety of tactics.
Give me one. Give
Should
me
I
one.
Go to the classic right away?
Go to the classic right now. Drop a jewel. I moved to Nantucket.
I moved to Dubai. Is actually.
Oh, okay.
That one's tricky.
Okay.
That one's tricky.
Because you can't be in the same city.
No, you can't.
Because that motherfucker catches you in the mall.
Because that happened. Because. Shout out to.
Don't do it. No government name.
I know you caught me at the Claire's Accessories Boutique when I had said I had moved to Phoenix. But I didn't move to Phoenix.
Time? I don't know. I don't know.
It's all a dream.
You used to read What Up magazine.
Okay. No, the classic is the fadeaway.
Oh, the classic fadeaway. Yes. Would you like to explain what the fadeaway is?
You just fade the fuck away. It's a gradual process.
You start responding to text messages just not as rapidly as you used to.
You don't hang out quite as much.
And you just wean off step by step, day by day. Did I almost just sing the same song? Okay,
yeah,
all right. And, damn, so that's
fucking up. Because now I'm thinking about that aggressive-ass way. He was like, people go... I don't remember the fucking words.
I don't remember the fucking words either. And out of all of those family shows, I hated that fucking show the most. I was like, this show sucks. But anyway.
Are we talking about... What was it called?
Step by Step.
Yeah,
that
one was shitty.
Yeah, I was like, this is shit. Like, this is just a terrible show. But anyway, shout
the
out.
The tangents.
They're real. They're fucking real.
You may or may not be under the influence.
But yeah, okay. No, we're not going to keep it that 1,000. But anyway, so yeah. At the same time, it's kind of like
Frank's been doing crack. I'm sorry.
Okay. Can we edit that out in post? God damn it, man. Because now people are going to be looking at me like, so I heard.
No.
You've been on the crack rocket. But no.
Frank doesn't do crack.
I don't do crack that often.
So. drinks on weekends.
Just a little bit of crack.
Just sprinkle it in my coffee.
Exactly. Just put it in my coffee a little bit. Well, my cocoa. Is that cinnamon? Nah.
I'm in love with the go-go.
I got chips and soda. All right.
Oh, my God. Okay, bring it back.
Right, but the fadeaway has to be done delicately, right? Because if you cut off a motherfucker and you just don't text them, if you're used to texting them, like, back and forth, boom, 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 and then you don't text them for, like, a whole day, then that motherfucker's looking for you,
well,
right?
Well, yeah, because the whole point is to not rouse suspicion to the point where you have to have a conversation about it.
Okay.
Like, the whole time you're ducking and dodging the conversation. Because if you were willing to have the conversation, you just have the motherfucking conversation. You have to fade away so gradually at such a minute pace that the person's oblivious
to what's going on. And if you do it well enough, you will have the other person feeling that the breakup was their idea.
Oh, do explain. Because, well, that's some advanced shit.
No, because, okay, so here's the thing, right? So you fade away, you start doing shit like, oh, you start not texting as rapidly as you'd used to. When you hang out, you get a little bit more quieter. You kind of bore it up a little bit. You know what I mean? You don't go out of your way as much, but you still show up, and then you start flaking a little bit.
Yeah. There's a little bit of flake.
You start showing up later to things, da da da. You start to have conversations. You go, my bad, there's just been a lot on my mind.
I'm busy. Work has me stressed out.
Exactly. And then she'll find some other D to get, and then she's going to break up with you, and then you're going to be like, well, that was easy.
Well, and two...
We all know the whole time you're fucking your side bitch.
Right.
So,
and or your side dude.
Or your side dude. Who's a bitch? Probably is.
Because side dudes are lame.
Yeah. Well, because you keep the real one at home, right?
You keep the real one.
On both sides, you keep the real one at home.
Yes.
And then you fuck the lames on the side.
Yes, because it's only lames that will sign up to be sides.
Lames and basic bitches. I made a bitch so basic. Okay, I'm sorry. Go ahead. I'm sorry. No, this is. We're not going to.
I met a bitch so basic.
Look.
How basic was she?
Look, we're gonna skip over that. So that would be the expert version of the fadeaway.
And then two, what you do is, because sometimes breakups transition to other breakup tactics. So if they then happen to find some other side action, and then you find out about it, although you've been engaging in that action, then you can flip it into the, oh my God, I'm so hurt, I'll never be able to trust or love again.
And you texting the bitch, I was like, oh man, did me wrong. You did me wrong. Bitch, I said 7:30. So there's a fadeaway. I agree with the fadeaway for under 6 months. Another one that I agree with is... No, that one's going to be after the year.
Okay.
So, if I'm under 6 months, I mean...
How about the... Can I throw one out?
Go ahead.
The I got trust issues.
So it sounds like under 6 months, you can start bringing up fuck shit excuses to not commit.
Yeah, you can bring up any excuse. It's 6 months, fuck it. Who knows? Just
reasons just not to commit, to stall it out. Because we all know what's going on, right? Within that 6 month period, and you guys are fucking, y'all are kicking
it. You saw some shit and you didn't like.
Everybody is trying to figure out, okay, am I going for the long haul or am I nipping the butt? Yeah. But in the meantime, I'm not going to stop fucking this person. Yeah. So we're just going to keep stalling, right?
Yeah.
So you need stalling material, which is, I got trust issues. Oh, I'm really focused on my career right now.
Yeah.
Or, oh, I was really hurt from my last, or whatever the fuck it is, right?
And I'm just not in a good place. You deserve better.
Right. And some of it might be valid, but...
For the most part, it's fuck shit.
95% of the time, it's fuck shit. And
I feel like fuck shit is, honestly, this is one of the very few fuck shit passes that we will ever allow. But I think in 6 months or other, you're allowed to give a fuck shit. Because, think of how much of a drag that would be with every motherfucker that you spent over a month with. You have to sit down and talk about what it was about them that you fucking don't like.
Yeah, some people do want you to read off, like, the fucking...
This wasn't a job. Right. Like, this wasn't an interview process. I don't need to explain to you how you fucked up.
So you don't give people an exit interview?
I don't. Okay. Under 6 months?
Under 6 months.
I don't fucking care enough.
That's true. Yeah.
It's like I owe you something to get you to get ghost. Is this so fucked up? I mean, it's just the reality. Like,
No. Okay, so going off that, in terms of just being 1,000, I just tell motherfuckers up front. I'm not gonna bullshit about it. If it's under 6 months and this woman friend, this lady person. This bitch keeps coming up and talking about the same shit, talking about what are we doing, what are we going to be, what I am. This woman said something to me, and she said, oh, so what am I to you? Like, what are we? What are we going? And it's just all these we's and whys and whats and where's. And I was like, look.
When, where, why?
I was like, listen.
And sometimes how.
Right. I told the bitch, I said, listen, this isn't working. You obviously want something that I don't fucking want, and it's obviously you're in a place where that's where you want it right now. And I'm not going to be the person to give it to you. That's what it is. So what you want to do? You can keep taking this D, or you can get the fuck out of my face. But it's got to be one or the other. You can't keep hitting me with these fucking questions. And yeah.
No, I mean, the honest shit, the straight up is always cool. I think what you get, though, the reason why the fuck shit kind of happens in that under 6 months range is because that straight up, not everybody can handle it.
Not everybody can handle it, but if you don't give a fuck and you're under 6 months, why does it matter? You need to be 1,000.
Because my thing is, I just need
unless you got a car that you don't want to
get.
Keisha.
My thing is, under 6 months, like, I just need to, this is selfish land, so I just need to get out of the relationship. I don't want you to be hurt. I don't want you to be asking me no fucking questions about the who's and the what's and the why's. Mm-hmm. I just want it to be over, so if I have to take the L, if I have to pull, it's not the you, it's me. Mm-hmm. I need spiritual growth. So my doctor says I need a bacchiatomy.
A bacchiatomy. The whole back. The whole back.
Top to bottom, it just needs to be. Rearrange.
We just need a new one.
We need to just take that one out, swap it for a new one.
We got donors.
We got backs.
We got back donors? The entire back.
We have the technology.
I swear, somebody open up a closet and be like, so which kind of back you want?
We got
the scoliosis.
We got baby knives. Backs. We got backs. Creepy though, like,
look,
just a closet full of
backs. Look, I need those baby backs. You know, I got these baby. Let me get two of them.
Put them together,
and we'll make it work.
This is getting so weird. What's happening? Okay,
I have another tangent about that. That's a real thing. But, so.
What the fuck is
we're not going to go off the standards. I'll have to explain it to you later. But anyway, on the 15th. But. So, under 6 months, I say you can either do the hit them with the classics, hit them with the fadeaway, hit them with I moved to Nantucket, I moved to Dubai. Or you just keep it 1,000.
My mama don't like you.
Mama don't like you. Or you just keep it 1,000. And again, if you're like Frank Massachusetts, I'm all for keeping 1,000. Let this person know what it is, what it isn't. So that way you don't have to spend any more time than you want necessary with this person.
You know, okay, the other reason why I'm sometimes...
Or you can do self-deprecating. And just be like, it's me.
I choose self-deprecating. The reason being is because if you keep it 100 and you're like, I don't like the way you fucking breathe.
It gets to that point sometimes.
It does get to that. Yeah, it does. Then you get somebody who's asking you, like, who's trying to change the situation where there's nothing that they can do. Like, I just don't like the way your face looks from this angle. Like,
every time I look at you, I want to punch you in your fucking face.
Like, if you keep it that real, then you got somebody who, depending on the self-esteem issues or whatever, might not be able to handle that shit. And at under 6 months, I don't fucking care. I will take the L for you to leave me the fuck alone.
But see, here's the thing, though. If you hit them with the self-deprecating, talking about, it's not you, it's not me, then they go, you know, I appreciate you being honest with me, but, you know, I think I can wait. You know, I think you're worth it. I think, you know, you'll...
Nah, I can't do it. I just need to figure it out, man. And it's cool. I just need to figure it out.
I love you. Stop pointing them gun at me. It's not working.
Or you could always hit them with, I said, I'm good, fam.
They're like, you know, maybe we can just work it out. Nah.
Nah, fam.
Like, what?
I feel like in a breakup, like, fam is, like, the best word that you can hit somebody with.
Or you can hit them with the look. You just be like, look.
Well, that's the Ike Turner look.
I told you, anime.
As you got the cigarette just dangling.
All of a sudden, you grew an afro and a mustache. It's like, what? What? Wait, have you seen those
yes.
Memes? People transform. Look, I hit the fucking floor. I hit the fucking floor. I said, that shit is hilarious. So yeah, under 6 months, we got self-deprecating, keeping 1,000, the fadeaway, and I moved to Dubai.
I think it's just, I think the take-home point is it's fair game under 6 months. Do what you gotta do to... outside of like murder.
You do what you do when you do what you do.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. So now this is the hard one. This is like,
yeah,
this is the real
really.
Hard one.
Yeah.
It's really... more than a year. Now let me explain why I feel like this is harder.
Okay.
Because after a year, you've put time
and
effort into this motherfucker.
Mm-hmm.
Time
and effort
that you will never get back.
Yeah.
And in some cases, you've made the person better than they were, and they're still on some fuck shit, right? And
yeah.
So you're like, do I throw away all this hard work for
yeah.
another bitch to pick up, or for another motherfucker to pick up, and reap all the benefits, or do I keep working on this project? That's where you're at 1 year.
Yeah, and that's a real thing.
Right.
That's a real question. It's valid. You shouldn't feel bad for asking yourself that. My thing, though, is, like, this is where I really believe that you need to get out a pen and a pad and start writing down some pros and cons.
You
need to conduct a risk assessment. Because the thing is I feel like some people have a unrealistic view of what it's supposed to be. Like, what the one looks like.
Okay.
And I'm
not 6 foot seven,
six figures,
250 pounds of rock hard muscle. Used to
doctorate
play pro ball.
Plays a little semi pro ball on the side. Loves his mama's a good man with a
good
job and good
benefits. And he volunteers at the Boys and Girls Club for our inner city youth.
And he likes puppies.
that doesn't exist, is what you're telling me. This man doesn't exist.
I'm not saying he doesn't exist.
Okay.
I'm saying he doesn't. There's no one who is perfect that you meet, that there's nothing wrong about him, that there's instant chemistry. Like, this is shit that, like, romantic comedies has, like, taught us.
That doesn't fucking exist.
No, and that's not, like, people are like, oh, you're such a pessimist. You don't believe in true love. No, I just don't think that true love has to manifest like that.
That's
like
shit.
Over
That's
the top
shit.
Grand gestures. And because, you know, honestly, I will tell everybody this. Everybody that knows me knows that I don't like motherfuckers that are too romantic.
Okay.
Because they're usually
covering up
for
something.
Some other deficiency. And I'm not saying just cheating. I'm saying that there's, like, usually a serious, like, personality flaw or, like, some fuck shit going on. I don't like that shit.
She's like, what are you hiding, sir?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll give you that.
Three wives in three states with three kids.
Why all in three? Even it's like, are you a serial polygamist? Like, there's a pattern to this,
yes,
sir.
Yes, there's a pattern.
All right, so after a year, like I said, time invested, and it's all this, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I'll start off with how you should not break up with someone. And this is a real story, ladies and gentlemen.
I think I know what story you're
from. So I didn't do this. Let me establish this was not a Frank Massachusetts thing.
Shoot me an email, I'll tell you the real.
Right, what Frank Massachusetts does, right? Exactly. Now I'm sure some of the business. Anyway, so this is not something Frank Massachusetts did, but it's something that Frank Massachusetts witnessed, and he wrote it down because he was like, maybe I could use this in the future because this is fucking brilliant. So, dude and girl. Girl had, I think she had two kids, right? So dude and girl kicking it, right? Kicking it tough. Year happens, right? They going through their thing. They're talking about moving in together. Bam. Year and 6 months happens. She comes home from work to a note and everything out of the apartment that is his, including the ice trays. The note says, sorry, I just needed some time to get my mind right, and I moved out. Here's last month's rent. I hope you do good. Now, some people consider that the fadeaway or just cutting it off immediately
yeah.
and consider it fucked up.
At least he left some money.
Right, at least he left some money, right? And so you would say it was fucked up. Nah, see, fam, what happened was, it's not like he moved to another city. It's not like he moved...
Across town.
He moved into the apartments directly across the street from the woman and was waving at the woman every day because they took the same bus to work.
Oh.
Please. Please, if you have been in a relationship with someone for more than a year, do not.
I read a note and then moving across the street.
Write a note and then move it to across the street. Talk about, I just need some time to get my mind right.
Yeah, I think this phase.
That's fuck shit.
That is fuck shit. I think the take home point at this relationship stage is that you owe that person not only an explanation, but you owe them a bit of goddamn respect.
Yeah. Yeah. I know, 100%. And I think there's a sit down that needs to be had.
Yeah, and I think this is where, yes, face to face.
Face to face.
Yeah.
But don't hit him with a text message like, we need to talk. You can say, we need to talk when you see him.
Because don't do that.
Don't foreshadow.
Why do people do that?
I know, it's so ominous. Like, you're setting up. I hate when people do that and they really don't have shit to talk about. They're like, yeah, I just need to talk to him when you get home. And you're like, and you're thinking about it all day, like, the fuck's going on? You come home, they're like, yeah, so, did you want to do Mexican tonight or did you want to do Italian?
Could have just asked the question.
You had me sitting here recommending, get out of my house. Like, yeah, I hate that. So, no, yeah. I if you're in a relationship with a person for more than a year and 6 months, you owe them the courtesy not to leave them hanging with we need to talk or anything that's alluding to a breakup in the immediate future. You need to have that motherfucker have a sit down, make sure it's on neutral ground, it's comfortable, explain your concerns, what you want to do, where you want to go, and you can't leave it open for interpretation.
Exactly.
This is one thing that I want to be clear about. You have to be deliberate. Even start off with, it's not I think we should break up, it's I want to break up or this relationship is over. Here are the reasons why. And if they come at you with some, oh, but I can just be like, no, I've made my decision. I don't want to continue on with this relationship. You were a good person. I learned a lot. We kicked it. It was cool for what it was, but this is not where I want to go. How do you want to get rid of this lease?
The advice, because Frank can sometimes be a cold motherfucker. So let me just say this:
like 95% of the time,
you should probably pause before you ask for how do we want to get rid of this lease. Like, I think the important thing is at this point you do have to allow the person to give some sort of response. Like, if you come in and you're 100%, the thing is, you shouldn't be having the conversation if you're not 100% sure. You know what I'm saying? If you're not sure, then have a conversation about the issues going on in your relationship instead of, oh, this is the end.
Right. Don't go to social media first.
Yeah, I know. Like, they get a notification.
Right. Not in a relationship anymore. As of January 2005. What? Why?
What? What was I saying? Something about something.
You were saying that. God damn it, man. What the fuck were you saying?
Something about breaking up.
All right. So you're saying there needs to be a pause. They need time to respond.
Oh, yeah. Like, you do need to let that person explain. Because you can't just be like, this is what it is. Like,
why not?
No, I'm saying that you can, but you can't then just be like, and you're, because then I feel like it invalidates their feelings. Like, okay. They need to have the opportunity to say the shit that they want to say a reasonable length. Like, don't let it go to some all night session where somebody's like crying and screaming and grabbing your face.
Yeah, you don't. Take notes from Frank, Massachusetts. Please don't let it get there. It gets real bad.
Your face, I was like, oh.
Look, it's so real. It's so real.
Grabbing faces.
Yep. That's what the fuck happened. Like, you described it, and I was like, yeah. Cut that shit early.
And if they start to ramble, then just try to rein it back to the fact that they just need, you need to figure out how you're going to separate your shit up. And that's the thing, too, is like, don't then be Mr. or Mrs. Hardass talking about I want to break up and then be like, yeah, well, you know, I'm going to be here until I get the living situation figured out. No, I'm a firm believer that if you break up, you need to make the split immediately or fairly quick. Like, because you can't morph into fucking roommates.
Yeah, you can. Keep this money right. Look, I'm out these bags, bro. Like, all right, so look.
I had that happen, and that shit was awkward as shit.
It was awkward as shit. But
walking around singing. What was it?
It's not unusual.
No, it's too late to apologize. It's too late. I was like, every time I walked to the house, I was like, I don't have anything to apologize about.
My G.
And I never did apologize. It just didn't fucking work.
But I'm the stone cold motherfucker. She's like, motherfucker, I don't owe you shit.
I don't owe you a goddamn thing.
Okay, but here, okay.
Motherfucker.
I feel like in season 3, we've gotten a lot more crass. Like, I feel like there's been one too many motherfuckers, or maybe not enough motherfuckers.
There's not enough motherfuckers.
Motherfucker. It's just a great word. It's a great shout out to Bernie Mac. But I feel like if you, okay, so if it's gotten to a point where you're in and you've moved in together, and you're breaking up,
at least have somewhere to go. So it's not just like, well,
it depends on how you broke up. It depends on how you broke up.
Okay.
It depends on how you broke up. If it's a vicious breakup, like somebody was done wrong and whatnot, yeah, you need an exit strategy before this person stabs you in the face in your sleep, and that's a bad look for you.
But yes, that is a bad look to get stabbed in the face.
Look, we
Can't be out here in these streets getting stabbed in the face,
You can't be having forks in the face, bro. That's not a good look.
It's not a good look.
Up the skin and whatnot. especially if you just got exfoliated. Like, it's just not a good look. So, anyway. But let's say you break up, right?
Mm-hmm.
But some people can break up and be cool, right? Like, it's like we're not good at a relationship, but we're better as friends. Right?
Yeah, that depends.
And so so you still have to move out, but you can extend it, right? You're like, all right, it's cool. I'll give you a month or two, and it doesn't have to be as immediate.
After a year. Who's cool enough to be like, well, the only thing, okay, you have to then evaluate the situationship of your relationship. When did I morph into Johnny Cochran? Situationship of your relationship.
Listen, you can't be hitting people with those pistol bags. You can't be hitting people with those.
Keeps changing.
What is it?
Pistol bags. From money guns to money pistols to pistol bags.
Money bangers. Ratchet cash. I don't know what it was. Somebody bring it up at the beginning and let me know what the noun was. But I'm just going to keep making it up. I'm just going to put them together.
I can't. I don't know what we were talking.
These Glock funds. See, my Glock funds was coming through. And
I don't know what we're talking about. Something about breaking it up.
No, so you're still cool after you, like, who's cool after?
Oh, no, I'm saying, like, you have to have understood where your relationship was at the point. Like, because you know when both people can see it come in.
Right.
And then I think you can gauge to. Is it really mutual if you brush the topic and the other person's like, yeah, me too. Like, I don't feel like...
Okay, I don't feel like it's ever 50-50, but it might be like some 60-40.
Like, you both are in the kitchen and then you turn around at the same time. You're like, hey. No.
Not working? Not working?
No.
Right.
I got you though.
Hey.
I want that relationship.
I'm telling you. That's what it is.
We just call each other fam.
It's like my G. But hey, it was a good run, right? It was a good run. We had some good times, yeah. So I got this place. It's coming like in a month. Oh no, don't even. We good. Just, you know, don't bring people to the crib.
Yeah, we good, fam. We good.
Yeah, you just don't bring people to the crib. You do what you need to do. You just hit us
boy,
up.
Boy,
and,
good.
Exactly. You know, we move these boxes, these bricks, and get this guap. Like, you know, fuck the dumb shit. You know what I mean? Boy.
Get money.
Fuck bitches. Get money. Fuck this. Get money. Yeah.
Okay, relationship goals.
I'm just breaking up and just be like, just dapping them up.
Just dapping them up and just going your separate ways.
If you could just dap that,
hey, that's the breakup. That is the gold standard of breakups.
Dapping them up,
giving them a good, yo, it was fun while it lasted, fam.
All right, so let's do it. So the perfect breakup would end up like this then. Hey, what up, my G? So I just want to rap with you right quick. I mean, you know, I was thinking about it. We've been at this for about a year, and I was thinking about what you're trying to do and what I'm trying to do. and you know, I fucked with you. Like, we good. But it's not like, you know what I'm saying? It's not like where we thought we were going when we first hooked up, and then, you know what I mean? And I wanted to get fucked up because you cool people, and I want to keep it like you in my life and, you know, dap them up and, you know what I'm saying? Just keep it real. You feel me? So, like, you know, I think you feel it too, though. You feel me?
When I tell you 100% that my first boyfriend broke up with me like that.
She's like, verbatim.
And it was the realest breakup ever. Now, I didn't take it well because I was 14 years old.
But
looking back, I was like, that was a pretty solid way of breaking up with somebody. He was like, yo, real shit. I swear to God, this is verbatim. He was like, yo, real shit. Yo, we used to be like Bonnie and Clyde. You was like the butt end of my breath. He's like, but somewhere we just lost sight of what was really important. You know what I'm saying? So I think it'd just be better if we just stay homies because you cool as shit. You know you cool as shit, right? But on that romantic shit, that just ain't really working out.
I feel you. You know what I'm saying? Damn it, man.
I was like,
but that's the dopest breakup ever.
That's the dopest breakup ever. Keep it positive.
Yo, talk about all the great things about the person and just be like, so as a matter of fact, shoot, strive for that. If you're a year in, hit them with the dap up and just fully embrace all the positive things that you guys had about the relationship. Tell them all the positive things about themselves, about you, her or him or whatever it is. And just dap them up at the end. Try to end it with a dap up.
Now,
approach the breakup. Yearning and wanting the dap up at the end of it. Like, the goal is to get the dap up.
Yeah.
Which is respect.
Now, if the other party starts crying hysterically, I suggest you get up and
No. If they start crying hysterically, you remove one hand from their face, you ball it up into a fist, and you dap it up.
Yeah, stop all this face grabbing.
Right. And then you hit them with a deuce. You go to your respective rooms.
Like if we see hints of hysterical. What is up with me in words today?
You know exactly what's up with you.
I've been drinking so much.
The dirt.
Oh my god. When I tell you, I came downstairs in the main.
Look, I need you to quick call him.
He was downstairs and I walked by and I was like, and he turned around and he was like, what the fuck? No, he turned around and he said, yo, you foul fam.
He was dead ass. It was a hit. It was a goddamn hit.
Shit.
So yeah, go for the dap up. That's what I would say after a year and a half, year and 3 months, because you owe that person respect.
I'm sorry. Just pictured somebody grabbing at your face and you had to be like,
don't bring that up. Look, it was a bad night.
I wasn't talking about you.
Oh, I thought you were talking about me. I'm sorry, go ahead.
In that post, fuck, I'm just talking about you said. We were talking about generic grabbing people's faces and you taking it down
the mall. just dabbing them up.
I am definitely, if I ever get broken up with again, I'm definitely grabbing faces.
He's got to dab them up.
I'm going to incorporate face grabbing into my regular daily life.
And just dabbing people up?
No, I'm just face grabbing. Then they're going to have to ball my head into a fist to dab me. It's almost like dramatic shit.
Oh, God, don't ever. Yo, I might have to start doing that with employees, too. Just be like, it's not working out, fam. We having to let you go.
Oh, the firing?
Yeah, exactly. I was like, but we good, though, right?
No. I think that's how they come back with a Uzi.
Yo, you know you have an employee where you're like, if this person gets fired, let me know. Because I'm not coming to work the next day because this motherfucker's shooting this place up. You know I'm a woman.
Yeah.
Yeah. Every job has one where you're like, not that one. Please don't fire that one.
Like, guys that have, like, really long, like, 80s rocker hair. With, like...
There's a girl at my job that's still rocking the mullet. And I'm like, you need to let that
go. You need to let it go. It's over. Fam. I think, can we just title this episode Fam?
Like, my G, You need to
look, fam.
Look, you know when you start giving people real like hood nicknames, you're being 1,000 with someone.
You're being 1,000. That's like the key. Like if somebody ever tells me "look, fam," I'm like, what they're about to say is real shit. Like, there's no fuck shit. This is real shit. It might hurt my feelings, but it's the realest words ever spoke.
It's fam, my G, bruh. Anything, any yo, kind of
dunny.
It's like my G. I gotta
look, fam.
Them sweatpants, bro. Them cut off sweatpants.
Them joggers. Those are the ones I can't fuck with. The joggers.
How do you feel about compression pants? Dude just came onto the court with some compression pants.
Only compression pants?
So compression pants, some J's, and...
Now, I know a lot of guys wear compression pants under their basketball shorts, but just compression pants, I'd be like, I think that you were some sort of, like, sexual predator.
Skin tight. Just ready to go.
Playing basketball? No.
I'm telling you, skin tight, compression pants, some J's, a G-Unit wife beater... That's how you get shot. And a headband.
That's the worst look. That is the worst look I've ever heard in my life. Ready to play basketball?
I wait for somebody to be like, so you know you guard him, right?
D'ing you up?
No. Pause on all that. We're going to put in all that. That's what
D'ing, yeah.
Nah, fam.
Look, fam. That is the episode title. I'm sorry. It's Look, fam.
I'll agree with that. So there you go. We broke it down for you. We gave you come through with a bottle breakup. We gave you under 6 months. And we gave you after a year. And I think that's good.
Yeah, I think that's good. I think we gave you the starting points. You got to finesse it. You have to gauge every situation.
And customize it to you. Make it fit you and your relationships. But don't do fuck shit like putting on social media. Don't do fuck shit about sending you texts. Actually, approach it like you're giving this person a disease. Don't send it via text. Don't put it on social media. Don't put it on anything. Yeah, like if you gave somebody an STD and they were like, hey, you may have chlamydia. Imagine getting that kind of fucked up text. You'd be like, what type of fuck shit is this? No, don't text me that. Like, no, don't email me that. Don't put it on social media. Approach it that way. Be personable. Be respectful. Over a year.
Under a year,
you're fair game. Just know
fair
that.
Fair game. You under do a year, what you're fair gotta game. Do.
To do what you do.
To do what you do. Unless the person is mentally ill, then I would involve the authorities. I just wanted to say that because I don't want people trying to use these tactics and they have some weird dynamic where the person ain't right. And then, like, so if you feel like you're not safe or that there's danger associated with this, then look for some sort of outside help.
I'm sorry. I am biting my tongue very hard right now because at first I didn't know where you were going with that in terms of mentally ill. It's like, what type? Why were you fucking somebody who's mentally ill? And then I thought about someone who was dating someone that was mentally ill that we know of. And I was like, maybe we should talk about it. I'll bring this up later.
Okay.
I'll bring this up later. But then when you
Well, so let's end this motherfucker.
Yeah, exactly. So, on that note, if you want to hear future episodes and you want some more advice from season 3, Snicker Bucks, yeah, podcast up in this bitch, where can you go?
You can go to one of our 3 platforms, which is iTunes, Stitcher, and Podomatic. One-stop shop for all of those, plus some social media, is our website, which is speakerbox.com. That's SPKRBX.
SPKRBX.com.
You don't want to. You have to. I'm coming for you in the middle of the night. You're going to send me this motherfucking email at speakerboxnormalspellingseattle@gmail.com. Again, that is speakerboxseattle@gmail.com. You send us something, and we'll send you something back if you're one of the first 3. And if you don't, look, fam.
And, of course, you can hit us up on our other platform. That's Glock Change. AK47Bonds.com. Look, I really want to know what the original one was. I think it was AK47Bonds.
No, it wasn't. Money Guns.
Is that what it was?
Yes.
hit up us at moneyguns.com.
We're about to get sued by Loving It Bob. Oh, wow, that shit's trash. Anywho.
They don't know how to fill out a form. Anyway.
No.
Yeah, we don't have to worry about the sponsor.
Reading is fundamental.
Reading fucking rainbow. So I posted up. They're like, man, that man talks about the future. He talks how to read. He talks about slavery. That man was doing a lot of shit.
He was educating the masses.
He was educating the masses. Wasn't he on Nick Arcade, too?
No, but I can see I did when I was younger. I was like, is that?
Isn't that him?
No, it was just some really pumped black man. wasn't he pumped?
He was turnt. He was turnt before there was turnt. And I remember the kids looking at him like.
Because he was always like over the fucking top.
Look, you know.
He was like, hey, kid.
You know it's bad when the white kids look at him like, bam.
Like, let's take it down like several fucking notches.
Like, at least eight.
Nick Arcade. Oh my God.
Those games were so goddamn difficult. Like, I was like, you can't win this game.
What was more difficult? That or the final round of Carmen Sandiego?
Who was the president?
No, it was, remember the map and like the capitals, countries that you'd never heard of.
And you were like, I don't know. I don't know. And to do it a cappella. Did anybody, no kid ever won.
No, I did see, I shit you not. I saw one time a kid won.
But the prize was like a national.
It was a year's subscription to National Geographic and a fucking Huffy bike. Like, remember every prize in the 90s was a Huffy bike.
No, or it was those shoes that you pulled up and they made the sound of. What was it? Because they didn't have laces and it wasn't Velcro.
Oh.
And it wasn't Velcro. It was just like some thing you would slip in. It was like a belt.
Oh, yeah.
And they made a sound.
Or it was a piece of the Agro Crack.
Or it was a piece of the, like, I wanted a piece of that.
No, because I remember one time.
I told you I was on Guts, right?
That was you! I was like, oh my God. Yeah. I was thinking about who it was. I was trying to tell somebody. I thought it was somebody else. This motherfucker is famous, bro. He's just on Guts.
We definitely were. My mom was kicking it with this dude who worked at Nickelodeon Studios, and we got to go for free, and we were the first kids to test out GAC. You know, the slide.
Did you win anything? Did you win a piece of Agro Crag?
Did we win a piece of Agro Crag? I think, I remember I got lost in the Agro Crag. I did.
I need it. Have you ever seen the episode like later on in life?
I don't think so. I think it was one of those pilot show episodes.
Okay.
I don't think it actually
got lost.
I got lost in the Iron Crack. It's real shit. My brother and sister were up at the top and I was like, and some dude had to come like guide me in, and maybe that's why they didn't do this episode, because that was
well, because a similar story, not as national, like it wasn't a national.
We're cutting this shit off, by the way, but go ahead. This is Break Massachusetts. motherfuckers.
This is Bangham Smurfette. We're clearly going to continue this conversation.
After y'all are gone.